With BASF, Kim Tudor is here, and Kim, in Indiana, in Michigan, you know, we've been talking a lot for the past several years about tar spot. It's been the one, but not so much in 2025, a bit less. It was Southern Rust that caught everybody off guard.
Absolutely. I have never seen the level of Southern Rust pressure across the Corn Belt like we did in 2025. And I think you're exactly right. It caught people off guard. Generally speaking, it doesn't come across the Corn Belt until much later because it blows in from the Gulf of Mexico, you know, and sometimes it comes in super late in the season. But that disease is particularly troublesome because it has a really fast reproductive cycle. Its latent period is only 7 to 10 days, so every week, generally speaking, it's putting off new spores. And so when it comes in, it hits hard. And then you've got tar spot, which is kind of like its long-lost cousin, but it plays the long game. So tar spot, as we all know, it's got a much longer latent period, 2 to 3 weeks. But the challenge with that is that maybe it's not proliferating as quickly, but it's been inside the plant longer before we knew it was there. And so it's reducing that photosynthetic ability and that yield. And so, yeah, in 2025, but you know what? It wasn't just those two. I stepped in several fields in Iowa, you know, in your neck of the woods, in Indiana. I didn't find just Southern Rust and tar spot. There was gray leaf spot too. Some fields had northern corn leaf blight. So it was truly a complex of diseases. That corn seed was fighting from the time it went in the ground.
And Kim, we talk about this each year, that we still have some folks that, you know, decide, all right, fungicide, that's the one I'm going to pass on this year. That's where I'm going to cut and try to save some money. But boy, we saw the yield loss this year with Southern Rust. And it just seems like, you know, we keep having this conversation. Fungicide, it seems as though it's been paying for itself.
In 2025, it absolutely did. But, you know, we have a tendency to be really short-sighted, myself included. It's easy to focus on the season at hand or the season that's most recently passed. When you look at a performance-driven fungicide like Veltima and you look at its performance year over year over year, it continues to deliver that yield benefit, that stress mitigation benefit. And it's that consistency that pays for itself. You know, I'll tell you a story. There was a grower out of Iowa this year, and he tried some Veltima on his corn, but he wasn't so sure he wanted to put it everywhere. So he only treated a small number of his acres. Well, then the disease hit, and, you know, you can drive down I-80. The corn that wasn't treated was basically dead in August. And you could tell the corn that had been treated. Now, I'm not saying it was pristine by any means, but it was still alive and driving yield. But this grower said, is going through the combine, he's having a conversation with the local rep. He said, if you ever let me not treat all my corn acres again, please hit me upside the head with a 2x4. And I think that sums it up really well. You're right. It's part of our sound agronomic plan. Have the conversation now. Book the product. Book the application. If you're trying to put Veltima on aerially, go ahead and book it now. Take advantage of our 0% financing that we've got as well. Because you don't want to get caught in the middle of the season because you've been kind of hemming and hawing a little bit. No, you want to be on the calendar and on that aerial applicator's schedule so that you're not waiting.
Kim, what do you have to offer in the way of soybeans as well? You know, this past year, we were pretty good on the disease front with soybeans. Yield wasn't quite where we wanted it to be, but it wasn't necessarily because of disease. But in Indiana in particular, we've had some white mold pop up pretty late in the season over the past several years. What do we have for those growers that have been dealing with that?
I really appreciate the question. So we are really excited in 2026 to launch Zarina fungicide. So Zarina is combining Endura with our Revisol active ingredient. So what you get with that is on soybeans, dry beans, canola, and in soy in particular, you're getting that white mold control, which, as you mentioned, and a lot of pockets kind of in those northern Great Plains, they saw a lot of heavy white mold pressure this year. So you're getting protection from a really troublesome disease like that. But with the addition of that Revasol active ingredient, you're getting that longer residual control because, you know, the application timing for white mold really does need to be a little bit earlier around that R2 timing. But because of that extended residual, you're getting protection from some of those foliar diseases, Cercospora leaf spot, brown spot, frog eye. You're getting that protection as well. So it's a new innovation we're excited about coming in 2026.